السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، Now, brothers and sisters, we are talking about building relationships, the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the ayat relating to fasting, in the middle of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a very beautiful thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, when my slave asks about me, when my slaves ask about me, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي. عِبَادِي is the plural of عَبْدِي. عَبْدِي is my slave, عَبْدِي slave, عِبَادِي is my slaves. When my slaves ask about me, I am close to them. Just by asking, who is Allah? What is my relationship with Allah? How do I worship Allah? I would like to be close to Allah. Just to ask just this question, by asking, they ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in our case, we ask ourselves, we ask whoever we ask, Allah said, I am close to them. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Surely, I am close to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Let them ask me, I will give them. Because when you are close to Allah, what will you do? You will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let them ask, I will give them. And this is a promise. Allah is not saying, let them ask, I will see. No. Let them ask, I will give them. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let them have faith. Let them accept and obey me. يَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let them have faith in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And they will be rightly guided. We'll look at this ayat in two parts. First part today, second part tomorrow, inshallah. See what the ayat is saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Before we understand a relationship, or before we want to build a relationship, we have to ask, what is this relationship? There is a relationship between a husband and a wife. That's a certain nature of a relationship. So if you are the husband, you've got certain duties, certain responsibilities, so on. If you are the wife, similarly, you have those things. There's a relationship between two siblings, two brothers, two sisters, brother and sister. Different set of responsibilities. There's a relationship between parents and children. If it is parents and children, again, different. What the duties and rights and so on of the parents is different from the children. And from what the children must do is different. So each type of relationship, what that relationship does for you and should do for you and can do for you, and what you need to do to build that relationship, depends on who you are. Right? Depends on who you are. So in that relationship, who am I? If I am the husband, then there is a certain set of relationships. In the same family, I am a husband to my wife, but to my mother, I am her son. Two different sets of responsibilities and two different ways of relating. So who are we with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned that. Allah did not leave it for us to guess. What did he say? وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ. When my slaves, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عَبْدِي. When they ask who? عِبَادِي. My slaves. The reason I'm saying this is, it's not a matter of semantics. But once again, this is one of the major areas where in English, this is translated wrongly. In Urdu, you don't get this because we use the translation banda. Halanki hum banda, hum zaban mein banda, hum kehte hain ye mera banda hai. Is bande ne kaha, wo galat hai. Wo to aisa bolna bilkul yani jaiz nahi hai. But at the same time, the point is banda means slave. But in English, this word is translated as servant. Right? You would have heard this. Many, many people, when they are speaking also, they will say servant and so on. I want you to do me a favor. You guys who have got phones, go on Google. Look for the translation English to Arabic. put the word slave, see the translation, put the word servant and see the translation and tell me what you see. Now, again, as I said, it's not a matter of semantics. A servant is a different thing and a slave is a different thing. Right? Now, Dika, what did you say?
Slave, English to Arabic is abd.
Abd. And servant?
Servant is
khadim. Yes? Servant is khadim and slave is abd. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ خُدَّامِ, which is the plural of khadim? Did he say that? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reason I'm saying this is because there seems to be some kind of sensitivity with using the word slave. Please understand this. In Islam, slavery is prohibited. Anyone who says slavery is permitted has not understood Islam. Right? What Islam showed was people who already had slaves, who, and these were usually prisoners of war. Islam gave a whole bunch of rules of how to treat them. Right? And those rules were such that it actually made slavery completely logically and economically senseless. It made no sense. If you had a slave, and you had to treat him in this way, then there is no point in having that slave, number one. Number two, what Islam did was that Islam made the release of slaves into a very, very major good deed. And also as a kafara, as a compensation for all kinds of things. So you break a promise, what is the first thing? Release a slave. You are fasting, you break the fast without Shara'i rules. What is the kafara? Release a slave. Right? So Islam prohibited slavery. If Islam had permitted slavery, then Islam should have said, it's okay, you can go and catch hold of a free man or woman and you can sell them in the market and then do this. No. Rasulullah ﷺ said, to make a free man or woman into a slave is the worst, is a very, very major sin. You will go to Jahannam for this. So there is no need to get needlessly sensitive about the word slave. We are 100% against slavery, as in a man owns another man. A woman owns another woman. No. Haram. Not permissible. We are talking here about this relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the abd. Slavery only of Allah. And that is something which is the highest of honors. Now, what is my dalil for saying that? My dalil for saying that is two dalail. Number one, they asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, how should we address you? He said, address me as Abduhu wa Rasulu, the slave of Allah and his messenger. He did not say Khadimuhu wa Rasulu. He did not say servant of Allah. I'm saying people who know Arabic, how do you translate the word Abd as servant? It is grammatically incorrect. And it is theologically incorrect. Then, second dalil from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi or khadimihi. Abdihi. Why? Allah could have said, Subhanalladhi asra bi rasulihi. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a rasul. He could have said rasul. No. He said abd. Why? He is taking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey which is the highest of honors that was never given before or thereafter to anybody, any Rasul, any Nabi, anyone. Highest. So he is addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the highest form of honor, which is Abdihi. He took his slave. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, why am I making such a big sawinas about this? Because there is a big difference between a slave and a servant. Who is a servant? A servant is an employee. So ask yourself, are you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's employee? Who is an employee? An employee, if I want to work for my brother here, right? For my brother Hassan Kali. If I want to work for, what do? I go apply for a job. Sheikh Hassan, can I come and work for you? He will say, no, go away. Right? Now he says, okay, come, you work for me. So, what is the salary? Your salary is $10 an hour. Fantastic. I agree. Now, I go to work for him. How many hours? So many hours a week. I do the work, I take my salary. After that, does Hasan Kelly have any responsibility towards me? Nothing. He paid my salary on time, khalas, he's done. Right? Now I come to him, I say, Sheikh Hasan, you know what, my child needs to go to college, I need some money. That's a different transaction. If he wants, he can give me, can I demand that as part of my employment? No, that was not part of the deal. Right? I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm sick, I'm what not. No, sorry. I mean, you are my employee, you are my khadim, right? Whatever I agreed to do, I have done, salary is given. More than that, out of the goodness of my heart, I may help you, I may not help you. That's a different issue. But as an employer, I have done my duty, over. What about a slave? As I told you, slavery is haram. But what does Islam say about if people who used to have slaves? What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala said, feed them what you eat. Clothe them the way you clothe. Make sure he does not do, don't give him such hard work that he's going to get exhausted and blah and whatnot, right? This and this and this. Now that slave, if he has a headache, who does he go to? His owner. If he's got a problem, who does he go to? Everything. When you are the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are saying, Ya Allah, I am your slave. Everything to do with me is yours. Is yours. I don't worship anyone other than you. I don't ask for help from anyone other than you. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Therefore, you are completely and totally responsible for me, which means what? Don't restrict it to this world. Which means what? Which means to enter you into Jannatul Firdaus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's responsibility and He will do it, inshallah. Because you are His slave. Where will the slave of Allah go into Jahannam? Not possible. Anybody who accepts that he is a slave or she is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do not worship anyone other than Allah and they do not ask help from anyone other than Allah and whatever Allah has made for, they do their best to the ability, whatever, I am weak, I am whatever, to the best of their ability, they fulfill that, insha'Allah al-musta'an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will give them Jannah. Fulfilling the need, who is Allah? Yeah, Urdu bolte hajat rawa. Sari hajat ka rawa karne wala Allah hai. The one who fulfills the hajat. Hajat is again Urdu is Arabic word. Right? The one who fulfills all needs. What is the need? Forgiveness, is it a need? Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. We make this dua in Ramadan all the time. We can make this dua throughout the year. We should. It's not restricted to Ramadan, but we seem to do it only in Ramadan. But anyway. So, relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please don't use this word servants. It's a wrong translation, grammatically wrong, theologically wrong. There's absolutely no grounds for it. Abd, slave of Allah. Who are you? Abdullah. You're not Khadimullah. You're not Allah's employee. Who's a servant? He can apply for a job. He can resign and leave. Right? So what do you want to do? Resign from Allah. Ya Allah, khalas, I'm going. Goodbye. Eh? But a slave, your owner owns you. There's nowhere to go. We are slaves of Allah. And we say, Alhamdulillah, this is the greatest honor to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. No need to have any sensitivity. If somebody asks you, explain to them. You're not talking about slavery to human beings. You're talking about slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, alone, without any partners. And that is the beauty. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this to His favorite, His Habib, Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who was what? Abduhu wa Rasuluh. The slave of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rest of the ayah, tomorrow inshallah. But remember this, we are the slaves of Allah. When we ask Allah, when we ask about Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us, I am close to them. Just asking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you, to honor you, to protect you, to provide you from sources that you cannot imagine, to give you all that you ask with khair and barakah, and to give you more from His mercy, from his generosity and from his rahmah, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.